Bento bendito que vem em nome do Senhor.
Pope Benedict arrived in the city of Sao Paulo on Wednesday, calling Brazil a nation with a rich potential and a Catholic presence that gives joy and hope to the whole church. He said he hoped the country would become the cradle of a new vigor and missionary impetus throughout the whole continent. A smiling Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, greeted the Pope as he stepped down from the plane and stressed the vital cooperation between his government and the church in the fight against poverty and hunger. Amongst the huge crowds of cheering faithful lining the streets from the airport, despite some heavy rain, was our own Emma McCarthy. Here she is now with all the details of that arrival ceremony in Sao Paulo.
Despite the 12-hour intercontinental flight, the Holy Father looked remarkably fresh and energetically alighted the plane steps to greet the President and First Lady with a warm handshake. The two men shared a few words as the Brazilian leader directed the Pope along a red carpet out of the rain towards a nearby hangar for the brief official welcoming ceremony.
Santidade, a presença da Igreja Católica tem sido fundamental na vida brasileira.
In his address, President Lula thanked the Pope for having chosen Brazil and Aparecida, describing the visit as a blessing for the Brazilian people, whom he said, know that the Pope and the Church's words are always at the service of peace, in the defense of life and of human dignity. The President praised the Pope's promotion of the campaign to end global poverty and added that he himself shared the Church's concern regarding the need to protect and support the family, which he described as the fulcrum of social development.
So grato, Signor Presidente, a divina previdência che mi concede a graça di visitare o Brasil.
Pope Benedict XVI's address, his first to the nation, put charity and the family at the center of attention. Speaking in Portuguese, the Pope said that in this geographical area, Catholics are in the majority. This means that they must make a particular contribution to the common good of the nation. The word solidarity, he said, will acquire its full meaning when the living forces of society, each in its own sphere, commit themselves seriously to building a future of peace and hope for all.
Como as palavras do apóstolo, que a paz esteja com todos vós, que estáis em Cristo.
The ceremony was simple and to the point, and almost immediately finished the speeches. The Pope was accompanied to a waiting helicopter, which brought him to the gates of Sao Paulo City, Campo de Marta, the great plain where on Friday the Pope will return to canonize the country's first saint. There the mood abruptly changed. A choir of 160 young children dressed in white shirts and black pinafores were waiting for the Pope and broke into song as soon as he alighted from the helicopter. Bento, bento, who comes in the name of the Lord, the hymn for this a pastoral journey. Sao Paulo Mayor Gilbert Kassab came forward and presented the Pope with a great golden key, making him an honorary citizen of Sao Paulo. The crowds huddled beneath a sea of colored umbrellas and cheered and clapped, accompanying the Pope's journey of 5 kilometers as he made his way in the transparent Popemobile from Campo de Marte through the winding streets beneath the towering skyscrapers to São Bento, the Benedictine monastery which will host the Pope for the next 3 days. The bells pealed in festa as he alighted and entered and greeted the small community of monks. After a short pause for prayer service in the chapel, the Holy Father then appeared on the balcony and beneath the glare of flashlights and amidst the screams of the crowds, spoke to the people of Brazil for the first time.
Conto com vocês e com suas orações. Muito obrigado.
Thank you for having waited for me, he told them. These days will be days of joy for us and for all of the church across the world, who are all praying that this voyage, my first voyage to Latin America, may bear fruit. From Sao Paulo, Brazil, I'm Ira McCarthy.